You can find out more about me over at www.therichardsmith.com.
Hi, yeah, welcome back to this episode of the podcast. So, a couple of things in this one. If you're running a small business, then this is going to be for you. There are several things that I do when I'm working with my clients. The first thing is, before I go and meet them, I Google them. I have a nose around the web to see what makes them tick, what floats their boat, how they actually do business. And that's one part of the thing I do. The second part is I look at their overall online presence, their reviews, to see how other people think about their products and services. And this is the kind of thing that your potential customers would do. And if you're not currently putting the story out there about how you do it and why you do it, and your website doesn't reveal at least some of that, and your social media presence doesn't reveal some of that, then you're missing a trick, because all of us, all of our customers are looking for that reassurance, that zero moment of truth, as Google used to call it, so that we can do a Google search and come up with some answers and see the company that we should be working with, because the reviews are all 3 and 5 or 10 stars or whatever metric is currently being used by the platforms. But also to see some other supporting information, some supporting references, which could be a YouTube channel, it could be TikTok, it could be Facebook, it could be whatever method you choose, and all these are available to us to use. But we do have to use them, and if we're not using them, we are missing out, because customers are looking for that. But it also relates back to professional suppliers. Yeah, if you're a kitchen fitter who supplies your kitchen widgets, if you're a solicitor who provides your stationery, and you as a business owner should really be making sure that you also use those channels to be able to provide good feedback to your suppliers, so that they can see that you're a valued customer, and you can explain via those feeds to your customers that you're using these bona fide professional suppliers in order to give you the best equipment and the best suppliers you can possibly have, the best widgets effectively. And you can make a thing of that in your website and all of your social marketing. There's a biology term for this called symbiosis, and it basically means that the biological item, the tree, the animal, actually ends up in a relationship with another organism that is beneficial to them both. So that could be the ivy growing up the tree. It could be the bacteria that are living in our stomachs, as well as, you know, everyone else's stomach. These things are beneficial for us both. We wouldn't survive with the bacteria in our stomach, and the ivy wouldn't survive without a tree to climb up. So there is a symbiosis there. And we can use that natural term in order to be able to grow our businesses and develop where we should be. But also it raises the profile, because there's connectivity there. And if anything, the algorithms and the web likes to have this connectivity. I better get my words out very, very shortly if I carry on practicing this. So the general idea here is that, yes, we should be engaging with our customers in order to court reviews and get, you know, content put out there online independently, so it's verifiable. But also we should be doing that for the people that we work with, the people that supply us, because that's equally important for us as it is for them. Anyway, this is about zero moment of truth. This is what happens when a customer gets the quote from you. You toddle off to, you know, go on to your next job, or go on to your do your next estimate, and they type into Google Acme Plumbing in, you know, East Grinstead, or, you know, Bob Smith Solicitors in Chiswick. And we need to be making sure that we surface, we turn up when that zero moment of truth is entered. Anyway, if you're stuck with any of this, need some hands-on help, get in touch.
If you need some hands-on help for your small business, then you can go over to smallbusinessninja.co.uk.